Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. We welcome Joan Lewis.
A very happy Christmas from myself and all my colleagues.
Well, to you and all my colleagues. And to all of our listeners, wherever they are listening to us, may it be a blessed, beautiful Christmas and a very joyful and fulfilling and very special New Year.
Everything's in place in the Vatican, isn't it? The Christmas tree's up.
The Christmas tree's up. The nativity scene will be unveiled, as is traditional, on Christmas Eve. And it looks like it's going to be gigantic. I mean, it was huge last year. But the amount of St. Peter's Square that is closed, that canvas covered so you can't see what the workers are working on, it seems to occupy a lot more space this year. So, but the tree was lit on last weekend, and it is the tallest tree ever to grace St. Peter's Square. It's 109 feet, 33 meters, I believe that is, and it was donated by the region of Lower Austria. And I want to tell you, I have for years put pictures on my blog of this ceremony. And so I went over there Saturday. You know, we awoke for the first time in like a week to sunshine and blue skies. Of course, that lasted till like 1 in the afternoon. And then by 4:30, it was absolutely pouring rain. But the 850 pilgrims from Austria and all the, you know, bishops and everything else, they were protected, the bishops, but not the pilgrims or the singers. Anyway, it was a lovely ceremony, and the tree looks very beautiful. And the lovely thing is, for all the work that goes into putting up the nativity scene, because they begin the first week in November, it stays up until the Feast of the Presentation, the 2nd of February. So visitors to Rome who come at Christmas, who come in January, will get to see this. So the Vatican is indeed getting ready, and the Pope obviously referred to Christmas a couple times.
So last weekend was kind of quite a key moment, because we had the Christmas tree
and then
with its twinkling lights.
Yes.
And then on
1,500
Sunday,
lights, by the way,
1,500.
If you're counting, 1,500 lights, 2,000 ornaments. And there's a wonderful star at the top. I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me, but it gets stronger and then weaker. The light gets stronger and then weaker. Anyway, that's the star.
It's I went by on Sunday morning, there was a little bit of sunshine there on Sunday morning, and and the children were holding up
the statues of baby Jesus. This is traditional, although I have to do some homework, as I've tried to find out the exact origin, what pope, what day, what year did this tradition start of children bringing their little bambinelli, the little statues of baby Jesus, to the square to be blessed by the Pope. And these they will put in their homes and schools and various places, obviously,
on Christmas Eve.
So that's a very nice custom, but I have yet to discover the exact origins of that. And both at the Angelus on Sunday and again at the audience on Wednesday, the Pope focused exclusively on Christmas. And the audience was really quite wonderful. He said, you know, this, we're not just celebrating the birth of some great, big, important figure. This is a life-changing event, certainly for us Christians. It is, as St. John wrote, it's the Word made flesh. It's life-changing. It was history-changing. And the Pope talks about Christmas being the finest gift that we can possibly be given, the Christ, the child Jesus. And you know, the Pope also talked about it actually several times this week. Another aspect, he pointing to the economic crisis in the world, which has affected just so many people all over the globe, he said this could be a time to actually go back to very Christmas and very Christian values of simplicity, of friendship, of solidarity, instead of this hedonistic and materialistic time when we think only of gift giving. And I think he was really implying
food, right.
And he was really more or less implying that the biggest gift that we could give would be ourselves. Mm-hmm. It could be ourselves, our time, our generosity, our solidarity with others. So very nice words.
The expression we used to have this program called Putting Christ Back into Christmas.
Yeah.
Right?
That's it. You used to have. We need that every day. With the very secular world that we live in today, people trying to take not only Christ out of Christmas, but I mean just Christianity out of cultures and everything. But all of the Pope's remarks dovetailed very beautifully this week with the message from, which I'm going to post on my blog Friday, because that'll be my last one before I leave for Bethlehem for Christmas. I'll be there 10 days. But the Custos, the Franciscan Custos of the Holy Land, and Father Pizzaballa posted his Christmas message, and basically the title of it was Come to Bethlehem. And I thought, my word, I answered that call even before he issued his message. But he talks again about this economic crisis that has struck the world, and he says either being poor, the possibility of becoming poor is very real for people. And he said, but there is a greater poverty than material poverty, and that's poverty of the soul. And he basically invited people to Bethlehem to find hope. There is hope here, and the soul can be cured in Bethlehem. So I will come back and tell our listeners all about that experience. I'm really very excited. I will be staying in Bethlehem for 10 days. I do have friends there. I will be visiting Bethlehem University, run by the Christian Brothers. And a priest friend in the Vatican told me there is a Catholic maternity hospital. And I went online, learned a lot about it. It's called Holy Family Hospital in Bethlehem.
And it was started by the Order of Malta, right?
And I believe, well, yes. And it's there's a foundation in the United States, I've forgotten, honestly, now, whether it's New York or Washington, that supports it. But in any event, I did look up and learn something about it. And I went out and bought two little gifts the other day at a store near my home. Two silver etchings, if you will, of a mother and child, Mary, Madonna and child. And one is on a blue fabric background. The other is on a pink fabric background. And these are gifts for babies. And I'm going to go to this hospital on Christmas Day and find out who the first little boy was that was born in Bethlehem on Christmas Day. And then I have a gift for a little boy, and whoever the first little girl, you know, to be born, I have a gift for that little girl, too. So I think that should be very exciting. There's a lot of stories, and there's many untold stories, as we know, in the Middle East. I want to spend a lot of time with the Christians, who are an ever-diminishing number. I want to spend a lot of time with the Palestinian Christians. It's a lot of the ones we met on our pilgrimage last February had not left Bethlehem in 5 years. I mean, we were blown away by that. They weren't allowed to leave, not because they didn't want to leave. They couldn't go to Bethlehem. To Jerusalem. It's 5 miles down the road. So it ought to be a very beautiful, very, very beautiful experience, a unique Christmas for sure.
I'll be thinking of you, Joan.
I'll be praying for our listeners, for all my colleagues, family, and friends for sure.
Thank you. Thanks there, as always, to Joan Lewis for sharing with us her thoughts. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.